listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. I'm Diane Swanbrough, reporting from the University of Michigan. There's a common belief that people who spend a lot of time schmoozing are just wasting time. And if you're shooting the breeze at work, well, it's even worse. But new research by University of Michigan social psychologist Oscar Ibarra suggests that schmoozing is good for the brain. In fact, Ibarra and colleagues have found that just 10 minutes of talking to another person can boost your memory and mental performance as much as more traditional forms of mental exercise, like doing crossword puzzles. That's good news for the extroverts among us. But what about people who are shy and have a hard time making small talk?
Being shy does not preclude that a person has a social interest or a social hunger. They may actually be quite motivated to connect socially, and maybe they're just a little more anxious or lack the skills to sustain those connections. But I do tend to believe that you can teach people social skills and help them keep their anxiety at bay. And of course, this also assumes that the context they are in is one that is safe, where you can generally trust others not to harm you. You know, you can imagine the situation where you're trying to teach social skills to somebody, but they live in a chaotic social world. I think it would be very difficult to probably help people get over their shyness or anxiety in those sorts of contexts.
Of course, socializing has many benefits in addition to providing a good mental workout. It may even increase longevity.
We keep finding that social connections and supportive relationships have these positive effects on well-being, even how long people live. Well-being or happiness studies seem to show that social interaction or relationships are an important component of people's well-being and how happy they are and so forth.
Humans aren't the only ones who depend on social interactions throughout their lives.
There's a lot to be learned from non-human primates about why people do the things they do, and maybe a lot about our intelligence and cognitive capacities. It's difficult to make evolutionary arguments about, you know, whether traits and or behaviors in humans are derived from some common ancestor. But it is kind of uncanny to look across probably most or all species of primates and see that sociality and living in groups is such a big part of their lives. Given that living in groups is basic to the survival of a lot of these species, for protection, for finding food, for access to mates, so it's also important for reproduction, we have a more elaborated life or more complex life as humans. But I think if you peel back some of those levels of complexity and elaboration, you actually end up with some of the same recurring challenges that other primate species tend to have in their lives. We need to survive, we need to find mates, and social relations go a long way to allowing us to do that.
Ibarra's research suggests that having a nice long chat with a coworker on company time may actually help you become a more valuable, productive worker.
Having supportive relationships in general are good for people's emotional health, whether it's at home or at work. And I think socializing, schmoozing, chatting by the water tank probably allows people to sustain and solidify, you know, these relationships. So in the end, actually allowing networks at work might actually make for happier employees. And in terms of sharing knowledge, transmitting information, you need to interact in order to get that information across. I mean, you could do it over some other medium, but I think many times you get information about projects or, you know, the organizational culture by your interactions with others. And based on the research we've done, people also seem to get these cognitive benefits and mental workouts just from interacting with others. So who knows? There could be downstream benefits from those cognitive effects that allow employees to maybe be even more productive at work.
And even when conversations don't go all that well, they could have important mental benefits.
The interactions differ in a lot of different ways. You have some interactions and they just leave you feeling energized, and then you have some interactions and you just feel completely depleted. Some of the work that we want to do is to try to specify what are some of the factors that make some interactions more energizing and some more depleting. But just because an interaction is depleting doesn't mean that you're not getting a mental workout. So there may be this distinction in terms of subjectively feeling good or not so good about the interaction. And that can be independent from still getting some kind of mental workout from just having interaction in general.
Oscar Ibarra is an associate professor of psychology at the University of Michigan and a faculty associate at the UM Institute for Social Research.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.